feeling is of Tommy McNeil. After recent years of mistrust, the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is attending the NATO summit in Washington starting Tuesday, hoping to reset relations with Western allies. And they thought one goes to the Washington meeting on a good footing, having resolved contentious issues at both previous NATO summits. And it suggests that Turkey's growing importance in Africa, Asia, and the Caucasus could be an incentive for the U.S. administration to increase its cooperation with Ankara. A May meeting in Washington between Erdogan and Biden was cancelled amid differences over Israel's war in Gaza. And analysts say that could again prevent a meeting at the NATO summit. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul. AP correspondent Charles Imendez reports a Russian barrage has targeted the five Ukrainian cities with more than 40 missiles. Different types hitting apartment buildings and public infrastructure. Officials in Ukraine say a major Russian missile attack has killed dozens and injured around 100 people across the country, while missile struck a large fuel supply in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv, and emergency crews searched the rubble and crashed the city. The daylight attacks, including Kinzhal hypersonic missiles, one of the most advanced Russian weapons, the Ukrainian Air Force says. The head of Ukraine's presidential office, Andriy Yermak, said the attack occurred at a time when many people were on the city's streets. I'm Charles Villanisma.
Hamas has warned that Israel's expanding military operations in Gaza City and the displacement of thousands of residents are now could having disastrous repercussions for talks aimed at a ceasefire and release of Israeli hostages. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on Russian President Vladimir Putin and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's meeting at Putin's state residence outside Moscow.
Modi's two-day visit is his first since Russia sent troops into Ukraine, an action that has complicated the relationship between the longtime partners and pushed Russia closer to India's rival, China. During the talks, Putin congratulated Modi on winning the third term as prime minister this year. Modi said he was determined to work even harder for the country in the current term.
They found our form impossible.
Modi added that he would work 3 times harder in his third term and try to work even better for the country. Under Modi's leadership, India has avoided condemning Russia's military action in Ukraine while emphasizing the need for a peaceful settlement. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Your British Prime Minister Keir Starmer continued his foreign tour of the UK Monday as part of a pledge for an immediate reset with government in Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales. Daily Shift Custer reports.
After meetings in Scotland Sunday, Starmer met with leaders in Northern Ireland and later Wales Monday. Today's ruling party was one of public service, and the sweeping victory in last week's elections was a mandate for change. He stressed strengthening relations with the United Kingdom's devolved or self-governing nations. On his tour, Starmer was asked if he also wants a better post-Brexit relationship with the European Union.
You're right to say that we want to improve relations with the EU. We think we can get a better deal than the botched deal that Boris Johnson brought home, and we will work on that, understanding the work that needs to be done and the nature of the challenge. But yes, we do want to improve that relationship.
Jeff Lester, VOA
News. New Treasury rulemaking would expand the U.S. Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States jurisdictions to review land sales near 56 additional military sites, bringing the overall number to 227. A 2018 law granted by the committee authority to review real estate transactions near sensitive sites across the U.S. The U.S. Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States is a little known but powerful government committee, also known as CFIUS, and tasked with investigating corporate deals, national security concerns, that hold power to force companies to change ownership structures were not based completely from the United States. Brazil's federal police allege that former President Jair Bolsonaro embezzled jewelry worth about $1.2 million during his time in office. I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.